Now, let's go on with the boys and girls, and if you'll sit up and listen, we'll go on with telling you about what God says to us in His Word. And over this past number of months, of course, boys and girls, we've been speaking a good deal about Abraham, and of course about Sarah, Abraham's wife, also about Isaac, Abraham's son, and his wife, who was called Rebekah. Now, this morning, I want to start to tell you about Jacob, who was the son of Isaac and Rebekah. When you read the Bible about Jacob, the first thing that you discover about Jacob, at least to start with, is that he really wasn't a very nice character. And of course, the Bible tells us quite clearly what people are like, whether they're nice or whether they're not nice in that sense. And when you start to read about Jacob at the beginning, you come to the conclusion that Jacob wasn't a very nice man at all. You see, the great lesson that you're to learn from Jacob in the Word of God is that God is very gracious and God is very good. And God is gracious and good to sinners. God comes and speaks to sinners. He tells them that they are sinners. And of course, when they turn to Him, begin to serve Him in their life, they find that God has really been gracious to him. Well, that's the story of Jacob. And that's what the story of Jacob is really all about. Now, it begins for us, really, in the pages of the Word of God, in a very sly trick, you might say, that Jacob played on his twin brother Esau and on his father Isaac as well. Jacob and Esau were twins, but Esau really was the older of the two because he was born first, just by a few minutes, but he was born first. And being the older of the two brothers, then Esau really had what was called the birthright in Israel in those days, among the people of God in those days. It was a very important thing because it meant then that he was the head of the family and all the promises and most of the inheritance then came to him. Well, Esau was the firstborn, and Esau, of course, was to have the birthright. And the way the birthright was put on the older son was in this way, that he would come before his father when his father began to be very old, and his father would put his hand on his head and pronounce all the promises and all the birthrights on him. Well, when Isaac began to get very old, he became blind and he could hardly see at all. And so Jacob decided, because Isaac, his father, was blind, he decided that he would be able to play a trick on Isaac and on Esau as well, and that he could get the birthright and the blessing for himself. He did this with Rebekah, his mother. It was a very wrong thing for Jacob to do, and it was a very, very wrong thing for Rebekah, his mother, to do as well. But they hit on a plan, and they said, now, Isaac is old, and he is blind. He can't see. So said Jacob, I'll go in before Isaac, my father, and pretend to be Esau. And of course, because he can't see very well, he'll put his hand on my head and bless me and pronounce the promises on me. And that means then that I'll have the birthright and I'll have the blessing. Now, the way he decided to do this was in this way. The Bible tells us that Esau was a very hairy man. That's what the Bible says. And it means he had a lot of hairs on his arm, a lot of hairs on his chest. Jacob wasn't like that at all. Another thing the Bible tells us that Isaac's favorite dish was venison stew. You know, we've all got favorite dishes. Well, Isaac's favorite dish was venison stew. And Esau used to make this venison stew very often for his father and take it in before his father. So Rebekah and Jacob got together and they said, right, we'll make some venison stew just like Esau makes it. And he said, I'll get the hair of a goat. And I'll put it down my arms, and I'll put it round the nape of my neck, the back of my neck, and I'll go in, and I'll pretend to be Esau. And because Isaac can't see, and when he smells the venison stew, and he feels my arms, he'll think I'm Esau, so he'll put his hands on my head, and he'll grant me the blessing. Very sly, sleek thing to do. And so he got these hairs on his arms and on his neck, and he went in with this venison stew, and he began to speak to Isaac. Isaac was a wee bit suspicious, and he said, well, it's funny, he said, the voice is the voice of Jacob, but the arms are the arms and hands are the hands of Esau. And because he was a bit confused, he put out his arms and he put his hands on Jacob's head, and he pronounced the blessing and the birthright on Jacob. He thought he was doing it on Esau, but because of Jacob's sly trick, it was Jacob really who got the blessing and who got the birthright. Well, you can imagine how Esau felt when Esau discovered what Jacob had done against him. And so Jacob had to fly for his life. And the Bible tells us that he ran and he ran and he wandered and he wandered. He was exhausted when he came to this certain place and he was so tired. He lay down, says the Bible, and he took a stone for his pillow. It's lovely to put your head down on a nice soft pillow at night, isn't it? But you see, this man Jacob was so exhausted that he was even happy to put his head down on a stone for his pillow. And as he slept, the Bible says, God then began to be gracious to this man. And he caused him to have a dream. And in this dream, Jacob saw a ladder going up to heaven. And he saw the angels of God on that ladder. And then God stood. And it says, God stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And you see, God is going to be gracious to such a man as Jacob. And Jacob, boys and girls, is affected by that. He feels it in his heart. And when he sees how gracious and good God is being to him, in spite of what he has done, then he responds in his heart. He acts towards God. And he says, in fact, to God, he says, this is a dreadful place. This is none other than the house of God. And the Bible says that he called that spot Bethel. And Bethel means the house of God. And he took the stones that he had for a pillar and he made them into an altar. And he said, now I promise to God that I will give God a tenth of all that I have. And you see, he didn't have much then, boys and girls, but he gave God what he had. And then he said to God, when that day comes when I have more, I will return to this house of God, this Bethel, and I will give God a tenth of everything that I have. And from there, of course, he went away to Syria to his uncle called Laban. And all the things that take place then with Jacob, we'll see as we go on. But you see the great lesson. Great lesson is this, boys and girls, that God was gracious to Jacob. And God is gracious to people. God is gracious to men and women and young people and you, boys and girls. And you see, what we have to do is we have to learn to respond. Now, do you know what that word means? It means we have to be able to be thankful, if you like, for God being gracious to us. And when Jacob saw that God was gracious to him, then Jacob responded to God being gracious. And he made that promise, he made that vow that he would serve the Lord his God. The greatest way that God is gracious to any of us, says the Bible, is that he gave Jesus Christ to die to be our Savior. And you know how you become a Christian? You become a Christian, boys and girls, when you realize that God gave Jesus for your sin, when you believe it in all your heart, and you respond to God. You thank God for Jesus Christ, and then you go on promising to serve him all the days of your life. So that's Jacob. That's how Jacob's life began. But God was gracious to Jacob, and Jacob did respond to the Lord his God.